وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَى وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ
Surely, we have destroyed many a town around you. We sent our messages to them repeatedly and in diverse forms that they may eschew their evil ways and return to Allah.
فَلَوْلَا نَصَرَهُمُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قُرْبَانًا آلِهَةً بَلْ ضَلُّوا عَنْهُمْ وَذَلِكَ إِفْكُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ
So why did those whom they had set up as gods apart from Allah, hoping that they would bring them nearer to Him, not come to their aid? Instead, they failed them. This was the end of the lie they had fabricated and the false beliefs they had invented. Hoping that they would bring them nearer to Him, not come to their aid. Initially, there developed among the Aad a devotion to pious personages under the belief that they were God's chosen ones and through them they could attain nearness to God. However, the Aad gradually deified these beings and began to invoke their help and pray to them. They invented the belief that these beings had the power to change their fate, and that they could answer prayers and remove afflictions. In order to bring people out of such erroneous notions, God sent His revelations to them through His messengers, thus trying to direct them to the truth in a variety of ways. They, however, obstinately clung to the worship of their false gods, insisting on their association with them rather than the one true God. But when God's chastisement struck them down, where were these gods whom they had expected to remove their grievances and afflictions? Why did they not come to their assistance in their hour of need?
وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ
And call to mind when we send to you a party of the jinn that they may listen to the Qur'an. When they reached the place where you were reciting the Qur'an, they said to one another, Be silent and listen. And when the recitation ended, they went back to their people as warners. And call to mind when we send to you a party of the jinn that they may listen to the Quran. This refers to the incident that occurred during the Prophet's return journey from Taif to Mecca. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was reciting the Quran in prayer when a group of jinn that was passing by stopped to listen to his recitation. In this connection, all traditions concur that here the jinn did not actually appear before the Prophet, peace be upon him, nor did he feel their presence. God, however, later informed him by means of revelation that they had indeed come and listened to the Quran.
قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِن بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ
They said, Our people, we have heard a scripture revealed after Moses, peace be upon him, verifying the scriptures revealed before it. It guides to the truth and to the straight way. This shows that these jinn already believed in the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and the scriptures. After hearing the Quran, they felt that it expounded the same teachings that the prophets of yore had expounded. They were therefore persuaded instantly to believe in this book and also in the Prophet who brought it.
يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ وَآمِنُوا بِهِ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيُجِرْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ
Our people, respond to the call of Him who calls you to Allah and believe in Him. Allah will forgive your sins and will protect you from a grievous chastisement.
وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ
And he who does not respond to the one who calls to Allah will not be able to frustrate him on earth, nor will they have anyone to protect them from Allah. Such people are in manifest error.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَى بَلَىٰ إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ
Do they not see that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and creating them, did not wear him out, has the power to bring the dead back to life? Why not? He certainly has the power over everything.
وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون
On the day when the unbelievers will be brought within sight of the fire, they will be asked, Is this not the truth? And they will answer, Yes, by our Lord, this is the truth. Allah will say, Then suffer the chastisement as a requital for your disbelieving.
فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ مَا يُوعَدُونَ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّن نَهَارٍ بَلَاغٌ فَهَلْ يُهْلَكُ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ
So bear with patience, O Prophet, even as the messengers endowed with firmness of resolve before you bore with patience, and do not be hasty in their regard. The day when they see what they had been warned against, they will feel as though they had remained in the world no more than an hour or a day. The truth has been conveyed. Will any then suffer perdition except those who disobey?